Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from an auntie who is trying so hard to be the glue that holds her family together. She's trying to be a whole roll of duct tape to wrap around her family and keep them together. She writes, "Delilah, my heart is breaking. I have two nephews in their 20s who were living with their mom because the economy has been so tough. They're trying to get on their feet in order to get an apartment together as soon as they have the required deposits, probably around the first of the year. Recently, she threw them out, and for ridiculous reasons, as far as I can tell. They came to me and I took them in. Their uncle and I have really enjoyed it. There are rules and they follow them. Christmas is coming and I want my family together. But my sister, their mother, refuses to be a part of any Christmas where they are concerned. I'm not surprised she has issues, but I hate to see the boys this unhappy. And then there is their little sister who's still living at home to consider too. Is there anything we can do? Please help us," from Evie. Evie, I'll have my words for you coming up next. Delilah. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from an auntie who took in two nephews in their 20s and in doing so offended her sister who had put them out. The first thing you need to do, honey, is have an honest sit down with your sister. You're getting one side of the story, and I suspect there's a whole nother side to it. I am a mom who has adult children who made bad choices, and as a result, they could no longer live under my roof. If you're going to live in my house, my rules are you follow my rules. Now, they went crying to other family members that I was being unfair, but they only shared their side of the story. And your nephews might be playing you. They might have done something to offend or hurt or harm your sister in a huge way. And by you taking them in without hearing her out, you are harming your sister's heart and you are wounding her even deeper. So the first thing you need to do is have an honest conversation with her and find out what really went down. The second thing you need to do is stop playing into their victim mentality. They're in their 20s. They still need to do what they need to do. And playing the victim and expecting auntie and uncle to rescue them is not going to help them in any way, shape, or form. So you need to stop letting them play the victim and letting them play you. And the third thing you need to do is realize if your sister is being a curmudgeon, if she is being a Scrooge, there's nothing you can do to change that. You can bless her. You can bless your niece. You can send love their direction and gifts their direction and try to include them, but you can't change that. You can't ever make somebody else see your point of view. All you can do is live and love fully. So good luck and God bless you. And even if they don't come around this holiday season, if you keep loving them and you keep praying for them and you keep reaching out to them, they'll come around.